Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. We send peace and blessings upon his most exalted Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhi muridwan. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated, "The one who recites durood and salawat upon me on a Friday, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. We seek repentance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make istighfar. We repent from all our sins. And we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our iman and faith until our final moments in this world. Dear viewers, today we're going to be speaking about the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And miracles are, of course, given to the Prophets alayhi wa salatu wa sallam, which serve as evidence to their prophethood. And subhanallah, likewise, dear viewers of Madani channel, Allah Azza wa Jal sent his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with numerous miracles, uncountable miracles. Every other prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal came with one, two, many miracles. But it is stated, dear viewers, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came as a miracle. Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed the Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa sallam with miracles. Lekin mu'jaza bankar aya hamara nabi. But our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came as a miracle. Thus, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, a very famous miracle which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak that was exhibited by the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that's referred to the splitting of the moon. Subhanallah. We would be listening to this as well as inshallah Azza wa Jalla kalams which will be recited by myself, inshallah Azza wa Jal. However, what's important for us to remember and learn, dear viewers of Madani channel, is that when the disbelievers of Makkatul Mukarramah demanded miracle from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demonstrated miracles in large amount, such as trees walking and coming in his bargah and giving testimony to his prophecy, dear viewers, subhanallah. Likewise, stones and mountains that would make salam to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. But when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demonstrated this miracle by splitting the moon in two pieces, it is stated, dear viewers, one piece was seen on Mount Abu Qubays, whilst the other was seen on Mount Qu'ayqi'an, Mount Abu Qubays and Mountain Qu'ayqi'an. In this way, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam split the moon in two pieces and showed it to the disbelievers of Makkatul Mukarramah and asked them to witness it. Allahu Akbar. Though having seen such a wonderful and great miracle, the disbelievers of Makkatul Mukarramah said, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has done magic and has created an illusion. Allahu Akbar. But about this miracle, a group of people amongst them said, if it had been an illusion, then nobody from outside Makkatul Mukarramah would have seen the pieces of the moon. But out of malice, they continued to allege that it was a magical spell. Astaghfirullah, ala a'udhu billah. But this great miracle, dear viewers, has been mentioned extensively in authentic ahadith. In the books of ahadith, that it has become so much popular that its denial is enmity towards intellect, dear viewers of Madani channel. Allahu Akbar. No one can deny, and it is proven even in the Holy Quran. So these are the teachings of Islam, and let's inshallah Azza wa Jalla recite this verse of the Quran in which Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks about the splitting of the moon and focus on its tafsir as well as its meaning inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Azza wa Jalla states,
اقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانشَقَّ الْقَمَرُ وَإِن يَرَوْا آيَةً يُعْرِضُوا وَيَقُولُوا سِحْرٌ مُسْتَمِرٌّ وَكَذَّبُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ وَكُلُّ أَمْرٍ مُسْتَقِرٌّ.
Subhanallah, the day of judgment came near and the moon has split. Allahu Akbar. And if they, yani the disbelievers, see a sign, they therefore turn away their faces and say, this is just ongoing magic. And they belied, yani the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and followed their own desire, and each matter has been decided. Allahu Akbar. So the day of judgment, the hour has come near, the day of judgment has come near. اقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانشَقَّ الْقَمَرُ. And the moon has split, يعني with the indication, with the ishara of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And if they, يعني the disbelievers, see a mu'jaza, they see an ayah, a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a sign to the prophecy and evidence that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the messenger of Allah azza wa jalla. When they see these signs, they therefore turn away their faces and say, this is just ongoing magic. They call this an ongoing spell and magic, dear viewers. Astaghfirullah. The Quran says, and they belied the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and followed their own desires, and each matter has been decided. So, dear viewers of Madani channel, the miracle of Shaqqul Qamar is an extraordinary miracle of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which has been proven from this ayah of the Holy Quran. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So many narrators and so many great Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan have mentioned this incident, dear viewers of Madani channel. Subhanallah. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu an, Hadrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, Hadrat Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, Huzaifa bin Yamana radiyallahu an, and many great other senior Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan have mentioned this hadith. It is mentioned in many books of ahadith, such as Sahih al-Bukhari, in Tirmizi, and many other books of Siyar Sitta mention this beautiful narration, dear viewers of Madani channel, with regards to the splitting of the moon. Subhanallah, subhanallah. If a question arises in the mind with regards to this mu'jiza taking place in Makkatul Mukarramah, you know, why other people in the world did not see this mu'jiza? If the moon was split in half, then why didn't other people see the moon split in half? Then remember, dear viewers, the answer to this is that people in other cities of the world besides Makkatul Mukarramah at that time did see this miracle, as mentioned in the books of Hadith. As a result, Hazrat Sayyiduna Masruq radiallahu an narrates from Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu an that the disbelievers of Makkatul Mukarramah said, the son of Abu Kabsha, yani speaking about Muhammad, has performed magic upon all of you and decided that they shall ask people coming into the city of this incident. Allahu Akbar. As the magic of Muhammad cannot affect all people. This is what they have mentioned, dear viewers. Astaghfirullah. Alayyadu billah. But when it was seen, dear viewers, other people also testified from other cities and town and caravans that entered Makkatul Mukarramah. The kuffar of Makkah asked them if they had witnessed this, and all those caravans that entered Makkatul Mukarramah after this incident had testified that yes, they had witnessed the splitting of the moon. Allahu Akbar. What a great miracle, dear viewers of Madani channel. So with regards to this, as I mentioned, in different books of ahadith, this miracle has extensively been mentioned. Now, the very same miracle, dear viewers, is mentioned in the poetry, subhanallah, as we often listen to, and it increases the love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and understanding of this miracle, as we learn that see how much of ikhtiyar, what level of power and authority Allah has bestowed upon his beloved Habib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't you think this is beyond our imagination and comprehension for someone to split the moon in halves? Yes, dear viewers, because aaj in the 21st century, science claims that they have traveled to the moon مون تک اور چاند تک کا سفر کیا گیا ہے, اگر اس بات پہ کسی کو حیرت ہو جائے کہ yes people can travel to the moon and it's so amazing, then what's difficult to believe that this is the same moon that came to the feet of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. When people, man made technology is such that they could travel to the moon, then through one ishara, the very same moon that they have traveled to has come to kiss the feet of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, dear viewers. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed him with this ikhtiyar and power. The poet says so beautifully, subhanallah,
wo jo chahe chand ko tod de unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya, wo jo chahe chand ko tod de wo jo chahe chand ko tod de unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya, unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya, wo phir uske tukdon ko jod de, wo phir uske tukdon ko jod de unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya, unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya, wo jo chahe chand ko tod de, wo jo chahe chand ko tod de.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. All these are the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. His command and this ikhtiyar and authority is not only on the world, changing the law, making rules, subhanallah. All this ikhtiyar has also been given to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Some rule which befits every ummati, which you and I cannot change. It is sharia, the law of Islam. He is the lawmaker, dear viewers, subhanallah. And at certain situations, for certain companions, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had made it possible for that companion, but there's no other companion that could do that which was granted as an authority by the Prophet to that specific companion, subhanallah. You will find numerous waqi'at and accounts of this nature as well, dear viewers, because why? Allah has given him authority, such authority that he could change even the law of sharia, dear viewers. Because he is the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved of Allah, the beloved messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. There are so many riwayat, dear viewers, that speaks about this beautiful mu'jiza of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Why should that not be the case, dear viewers, subhanallah? Do you know his ikhtiyar is even on the day of judgment? This ikhtiyar has been given by Allah azza wa jal, subhanallah. It is ata'i granted by the creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Sharifuddin Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala states about the ikhtiyar of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says in his famous qasida Burda Sharif,
Ja'at li da'awatihi al-ashjaru sajidatan, Ja'at li da'awatihi al-ashjaru sajidatan, تمشي إليه على ساق بلا قدم.
Allah, 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 Allah. Imam Sharifuddin Busiri is saying, even the trees bowed their heads at the message and peygham of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As though they had no legs, they walked on their trunks and came to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, there are many, many stories and waqiyas of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam communicating with animals, listening to their pleas, listening to their complaints, whatever shikayat they would have, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would even remove their distress. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would remove their anxiety by giving them what they need, subhanallah. As the poet says, Hiran ne oot ne chidiyon ne ki yahi faryad ke unke gham ka madawa huzur jante hain. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. But subhanallah, when Allah Azza wa Jalla, the most high world, subhanallah, you would see, dear viewers of Madini channel, what through the powers granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how everything in this planet became subservient to him, how they would listen and take the orders of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to such an extent that even those that became the ghulam and the true servants of the beloved master, the world would even take their orders, just like how the river Nile taken the order of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu just by a letter. Ye to huzur ke ghulam hain, jab ghulamon ka ye haal hai, phir aqa ka alam kya hoga? Dear viewers, can you imagine? Subhanallah. Now listen to this hadith. Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated. Subhanallah. He says, we traveled with the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu says, we traveled with the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal until we halted in a valley, in a spacious valley. The Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla went to relieve himself and I followed him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Main aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki peeche peeche gaya. And he says, bringing a bucket of water. So the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla looked, but he did not see anything with which he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could conceal himself. Subhanallah. So Hazrat Jabir farmati hai radiallahu anhu, then he saw two trees at the end of the valley. Allahu Akbar. The Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went to one of them and took hold of his branches and said, follow me. Allahu Akbar. By Allah's command, by the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla, yani the command and power given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the Prophet mentioned this, come with me, Subhanallah, he says, the tree began to go with the Prophet like a camel with a nose ring that follows its driver. I saw the tree walking with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the second tree, Allahu Akbar, and took hold of one of its branches and said, follow me. And it came with him in a similar manner, just as the first tree was following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Likewise, the second tree also began to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu anhu says, just like how a person who has the rein of the camel in his hand, or just a camel and oot takes the orders of the driver, likewise these trees were walking with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, he says, then when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached in the middle of the space between the mountains and the valley, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, at that point he joined them together and he said, Subhanallah, follow me. So it came with him, and after that it gave shelter and blocked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in such a way that no one could then see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear viewers of Madini channel, Subhanallah, Jabir radiallahu anhu says, I saw thereafter, by the order of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the trees went back to their position and remained in the first state as they were when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had brought them and come. Kya baat hai Madine ki? Do you understand, dear viewers? This is the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to which the world is witness. Subhanallah, even the trees had recognized that he is the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal. When Bedouins would come and ask for miracles, they would ask for such things. Somebody would bring a lizard and say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you could make this lizard testify that you are the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, we would believe. The Prophet done it, subhanallah. Likewise, others would ask for trees to walk and come and make salam and sajda and recite the kalima, and they would do so, dear viewers of Madini channel, because Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam such miracles, subhanallah, which is beyond our imagination. He has come as a miracle. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, once again he says so beautifully, everything is created for the reason of his existence. Is because of his existence that Allah Azza wa Jalla has created everything on this planet. Therefore he says, Zameen o zama tumhari liye, makin o maka tumhari liye, chunin o chuna tumhari liye, bane do jahan tumhari liye. And subhanallah, the beautiful waqi'a and account which we had narrated, subhanallah, with regards to the splitting of the moon. Allah Hazrat says, Zameen o zama tumhari liye, makin o maka tumhare liye, chunino chuna tumhare liye, bane do jahan tumhare liye, dahal zafa tumhare liye, badal mein hai jaan tumhare liye.
دہن میں زبا آقا تمہارے لیے بدن میں ہے جان تمہارے لیے آئے یہاں تمہارے لیے اٹھے بھی وہاں تمہارے لیے زمین و زمان تمہارے لیے مکین و مکان تمہارے لیے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. Yes dear viewers, likewise you will find numerous miracles of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and سبحان اللہ. Today starting off with the first miracle, which was the miracle of the splitting of the moon, شق القمر. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is that miracle, dear viewers, that can never ever be denied. Jiha, cannot be denied. The disbelievers themselves could see, apne aankhon se wo dekh rahe the ki chand ke do tukde hue. But at that point, dear viewers, what had happened? They said this is a magic, because at that moment they were not blessed with iman and faith. We are so fortunate, subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed us with iman. That hame iman hai, hamara iman hai ki chand kiya. If the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to split the heaven, he would have did so. Because Allah gave him ikhtiyar, Allah has given him authority, Allah has given him power, subhanallah, subhanallah. He would make dua for blessings in anything, dear viewers, it would increase. Allah will provide barakah and blessings in it. Because Ibn Hisham, he records through various historical material that the blessed daughter of Bashir bin Sa'ad, and Bashir bin Sa'ad, subhanallah, and the sister of the famous companion Hazrat Sayyidina Nu'man bin Bashir radiyallahu ta'ala an. So they narrate that her mother Sayyida Umrah bint Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she once gave her daughter this companion, female companion, Sahabiya, she gave her daughter some dates, some khajur in a container. And she said, Beti, take this and give this to your uncle and to your father. So she had to deliver this to her maternal uncle and her father, who were at that time in the battle. Subhanallah. It is stated in the narration, dear viewers of Madinah channel, she herself narrates that as I was searching for my father and my uncle, at that moment, unko dhunte dhunte jab main wahan se guzar rahi thi, I saw the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. He asked me what I had in the container. So I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there are some khajur and dates I have with me. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then asked me to place these dates with him, yani in his blessed hands, which I did. He then asked for a piece of cloth to be brought, and then it was placed on the ground. Allahu Akbar. He placed the dates on this piece of cloth. He then asked someone to call the Muslims, whoever was busy preparing the trench. All those companions, sahaba who are around the trench, come forward and eat. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, all the Muslims came forward and began to eat from that little dates that was there. She says, however, wo thode hi se to the. They were little in number, but as they began to eat, all the Muslims join in, the dates began to increase so much, to such a degree that even the cloth, the dastarkhan, the cloth overflowed with dates. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So this incident also proves this is the clear mu'jiza of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also proves the immense contribution of the Muslim female sahabiyas of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that era, how they served their family members and how they served Islam, the Muslims who worked in these fields and in this situation, dear viewers, subhanallah. However, dear viewers, we are so fortunate, subhanallah, that we have complete yaqeen and iman in this, subhanallah, that Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with these unique powers, which is beyond comprehension and imagination, subhanallah. Thus the poet says, and our theme for today,
wo jo chahe chand ko tod de, wo جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے جو علی کی عصر قضا ہوئی تو وہ وقت پر ہی ادا ہوئی جو علی کی عصر قضا ہوئی جو علی کی عصر قضا ہوئی تو وہ وقت پر ہی ادا ہوئی تو وہ وقت پر ہی ادا ہوئی چھپے آفتاب کو موڑ دے چھپے آفتاب کو موڑ دے انہیں اختیار دیا گیا انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے انہیں اختیار دیا گیا انہیں اختیار دیا گیا انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے
سبحان اللہ. And right at the end, dear viewers, this was also a miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not in one narration but in numerous narrations, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam threw some sand in the eyes of the kuffar and they became oblivious. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had walked from between them and they were unable to even see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And in the last couplet, the poet says,
لکھو نازش ان کا یہ معجزہ کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی لکھو نازش ان کا یہ معجزہ کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی.
اللہ اکبر. دو ڈیئر ویورز, this is the ishara towards the eyes of Qatada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah Kareem for his sake forgive our sins. Subhanallah. According to a single narration, subhanallah. According to one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam applied his lu'abi dahan, his mubarak saliva, around his eye that had popped from the socket due to the impact of a spear. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then replaced his eye into the socket. Into the eye socket, and subhanallah, he could see as normal, dear viewers. This is also a beautiful miracle, subhanallah, how sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan would come for all their problems to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the same saliva which removed the poison from the blessed feet of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. This is the same saliva when at the battle of Khaybar, before the battle of Khaybar, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam placed this same saliva in the eye of Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, and he was also, subhanallah, recovered from his eye infection. Allahu Akbar. And for Qatada radiyallahu an, the poet says so beautifully, Allahu Akbar.
Likho nazish ka ye mu'jiza ke kisi ki aankh nikal gayi ke kisi ki aankh nikal gayi bolo aabe paak se jod de bolo aabe paak se jod de ha bolo aabe paak se jod de unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya jo chahe chand ko tod de.
Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya nabiy Allah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Most dearest viewers of Madani channel, there are numerous miracles, and subhanallah, we often would hear the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in other programs as well. So inshallah, we leave you right here. We keep reciting durood and salawat upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And subhanallah, there are signs of Islam in these miracles. Look at the power and authority bestowed by Allah upon His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And subhanallah, increase your love and devotion for him, and that will inshallah azza wa jal make you strengthen your bond with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah forgive us. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, 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 treasures of wisdom.